This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
So you're a punt guy, really like the punt guy.
I stood up to Greg and told him to exit the field of play.
Yes.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
He's bitty bad.
You're calling Eric LeGrand a liar.
The director of athletics is responsible for selecting the football coach.
He's going to play for the Ducks.
Tampering.
Need agility. Play small lineup of soldiers. We win.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Everybody! Chop, 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 chop. Everybody!
Gaetano Panuccio!
I think we can just go. I don't have a plan or anything. I don't have any kind of... Do you have anything? Do you come with anything?
Yeah, I came with anything. I just wrote notes down within the last 5 minutes.
Nice.
So we're just starting.
Yeah,
which is fine. Which is fine by me. It's not like we ever have a plan anyway. Okay, so the first thing I wrote down is Tractor Boys. I think they deserve a shout out at the top of the pod right now.
Ipswich
is in first place in the Championship League, and another one of my teams is doing well. So shout out to the Tractor Boys.
I didn't realize till this weekend when I did some research, they actually have a pretty good history. They used to be like in the top of English football.
They're prestigious to a certain extent. So but I wrote down Ipswich. And then the next thing I wrote down after that is Ed Sheeran, because he is one like a minority owner or whatever, really big with the club. But my point is, I think Rutgers needs a new celebrity attached to it.
You mean that trafficking in one that has passed away a decade ago and was the star of a very violent show, they should find a new celebrity is what you're saying.
James
Gandolfini, as great as he was and as supportive as of Rutgers sports as he was, we need a new living celebrity to support Rutgers sports. I can get down with that.
Yeah, basically, Ipswich has Ed Sheeran. The Chiefs now have Taylor Swift. Rutgers needs somebody. Now, I don't know what level of celebrity we're going to be capable of getting.
Like, is Richard Kent? But we need somebody else. A celebrity? Is Richard Kent a celebrity?
Richard Kent. Richard Kent's blazer. I'll take at this point. I'll take probably. I mean, one of the Jersey Shore characters is probably better at this point. I don't know. We'll have to go, if we step back in time, I guess, and we should know it now. What we used to do is like go through the notable alumni. Like, are we forgetting anybody on the Rutgers front right now that could maybe step in and fill this hole left by James Gandolfini?
No, because no one's filled it. We're still putting James Gandolfini on the scoreboard.
What changed all of a sudden that like they're really leaning into the Soprano stuff?
Well, Greg is back, right? I mean, Greg is back, and he's just like, well, this is what we did at the end, so we're just gonna go back to this. He's like, well, I've been gone for 10 years and nobody has taken the reins of this, so I'm just gonna go with James Gandolfini. I mean, who's even out there, right?
I don't know who
are the celebrities. I mean, you got
probably not going to do Lexi Lalas at this point.
Lexi Lalas. Is he a celebrity? Is he? I mean, he played soccer.
I don't know. Carly Lloyd. No.
Yeah. God, they just kept fighting with the team. Like they kept fighting with the national soccer team. They both have to be from Rutgers. It's really embarrassing.
And here's the thing. It's like, it's
regardless of what you think about what they said, by the way, it was embarrassing to fight with the team anyway. Go on. Sorry.
I don't know who's going to fill this spot. So by the end of this season, we need to find a new celebrity for Rutgers athletics to kind of lean into. It was like, I don't know if they would have done the Sopranos thing, like just last year for like one night game, leaned into it. I'd be like, all right, this is cool. All right, and let's move past it.
This is
it. No, I don't need it. I don't need it anymore. I don't need it anymore. So that was my first note that I wrote down.
Okay.
The next note that I wrote down is the cock, for this weekend, which I guess people still don't realize that college football or sports in general are going to be on streaming services and you're going to have to figure out how to watch them.
Are people actually mad about this, or is it like a reflexive thing? Like, you'll get a Roku, you'll put on Peacock, you'll be fine.
I don't know.
Like people like Okay.
It doesn't bode well with the demographic of Rutgers fans. But
here's the thing.
Probably true.
When older people used to complain about technology, I got it, right? It was computers and they're confusing and there's a file system to navigate. And there's all this stuff about computers that are complicated. But what's not complicated is like plugging in a Roku and starting it. Like it's 2023. It's not hard anymore. Like I don't know. Like you'll be fine. You'll put the cock on the TV and it'll be just fine.
There's probably two camps here that we're discussing. One is the like, oh, technology. This is like, I don't know what to do, which for probably a large percentage of the Rutgers fan base still exists to an extent. I mean,
they'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
They will. But that's one camp. Then the other camp is kind of like where I think fall into a little bit of this. And it's partially just being lazy. It's like, it was nice back in the day. All right, I'm going to pay a little bit more for my cable bundle and I'm going to get a lot of stuff and it's just going to be on TV. Like that was convenient.
You turn your TV on, the game is on, it's on some channel and that's it.
Yes, exactly. And you're like, I'm paying for this, right? I'm like, oh, I'm getting the extra sports package. It's there. Now it's like, I'm still paying for the extra sports package and I need to pay for like a streaming service. Now, it's all smart. I could pay the $5 and then cancel. It's very easy. I'm not saying that part. I'm admitting to being lazy and I like convenience. So I just like, I'm used to turning on my TV and seeing a game there. It's some extra buttons to push. I'll figure it out.
Okay. So not that talking about celebrity Rutgers fans and
the cock
isn't great. I think those are fantastic topics, but we are 3 days and one win away from full on Rutgers football, Greg Schiano mania. We'll get to, you know, talking about the game or whatever. We don't necessarily expect to go into Wisconsin and win, but maybe. And if they do, I mean, it's just going to be full on Schiano mania everywhere. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it might be so bad that Dave White will have to go into hiding. He's going to be forced to. I understand.
That was where I was going, basically. Full on Rutgers football mania. And it's what I've been saying for years. You're not that far. You're never that far from just recapturing everything because the last decade of Rutgers football has made us think that it's really hard to like win 6 or 7 games or start 5-1. It's not. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes the schedule is bullshit like this year. And you can start 5-1. Rutgers could start 6-2 and not even be that good of a team, right? They don't have to be that good. They just, you know, they have to beat two teams that are worse than them in Indiana and Michigan State. And even if they lose to Wisconsin, like, it's just not that hard.
I agree. They are at the precipice of...
They might be ranked if they beat Wisconsin. Nah, they would get votes. No, they would get votes if they beat Wisconsin.
Votes. They would get votes. Okay, so here's where I'm at. I was thinking about this the other day. Are we back or how close are we? Because I think what Schiano 1.0 was very good at, and I think you have to take out 06. Like, again, it was best year ever. A lot of things fell into place, and I'll explain how you get to that point, maybe, or how, if there's a road to that point. But the other years, his teams are just very good at doing something very simple, beating the teams you were supposed to beat. And you, back then, there was enough on the schedule that would get you to like 7 wins every year. Because it's not like they were anything great. They were for a little bit. They were just better than most teams. And by kind of just the law of averages, they wound up on their schedule being able to get to that 6 or 7 pretty easily. And I think they're kind of at that this year where schedule isn't good. And if they just beat who they're supposed to, which they haven't done in forever, like even last year, I think they should have won those Iowa and Nebraska games. Last year's team didn't do the just beat who you should beat. This year so far, they're doing that. So in theory, they have 2 more games left on the schedule where that, I think, falls into that category. Indiana, Michigan State. They do that. They get to 6. Everybody's happy. They get their bowl win. What they haven't done in forever. What is the last game that Rutgers won that they we're not supposed to. I'm trying to remember this. Like, what is the last game where they went in and like it was like they should not win this game? And I'm and take out COVID year. Okay. I don't want like Michigan State's not the answer in COVID year. I that year has been proven to just be totally bizarre. When what's the last game?
What about, I mean, does 2021 in Indiana when they won like 45-3 or whatever count? Because Indiana was really bad.
No,
like,
they were terrible. Is it Purdue? Is it Purdue? Was that Chris Ash?
When did they beat Purdue? Oh, 2017. Is that the last time?
Is that the last time?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, God.
And when's the last time, on again, taking out COVID year, under Greg? Like, there isn't anything in 2.0 where they've beaten somebody that they shouldn't. Again, take out
COVID. Even in 1.0. There wasn't that many
That's
times.
What I'm saying. You have to go back to 2006 to find that. Because 2000, I would have to go back through the schedule. I mean, maybe that 2008 year, there were some really good teams in the Big East that they played that it's kind of a toss up. But that's how far back you have to go.
People really love that 07 win against USF because they
had
a number two next to their name. I'm with you in the sense that two and a half point underdog. Like, who cares?
I'm with you in that. I think that win is overrated, and I think it's even overrated from like a perception standpoint. Because again, that year was insane in college football. Boston College was number two in that year. People forget at one point.
I was on the field like celebrating, rushing the field, and I was like, "This is nonsense."
Yeah, no. I think it's more like. I think you can point to a lot of the wins prior, some in 04, some in 05 and 06 that elevated them. I think the USF win helped. I mean, it helped more from the standpoint of like, can they finally win the conference? Remember, they didn't win the conference in 2006. They never won the conference. So it was more like, oh, they're on the road to that. Anyways, back to this year. Yeah,
I don't understand why my system sounds aren't muted. Those are coming through, right?
No, I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, they're not? Okay, cool.
No. I guess we didn't check that prior, which was
classic.
Which was dumb, but typical us.
All right. You didn't get to hear the do-do-do-do.
Gotcha. No, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
I'm not hearing anything. So you could, maybe after this, you could post-prod, you could just throw anything that you want at random points.
So you want me to throw in the computer
sounds? No, you don't have, you can do whatever you want, I'm saying. I'm saying like, it's in your hands, whatever you want to do.
Maybe I could edit them in afterwards.
I'm just saying, but you could also throw random edits in wherever.
That's right. I don't have the soundboard open. Do I even have that on this computer? I don't even know if I have the soundboard on this computer. Oh, I do. So football, they're 4-1. That's cool.
I mean, it's. I don't think they have a shot this weekend. I really don't.
Why not? It's just a football game.
It is just a football game. So let them prove me wrong. But I don't. They just have not fared well against Wisconsin at all. It just seems to be one of those teams where it's like when you think Big Ten, you think old school, like that's still, it's still Wisconsin. No matter what style they play, it's like they're going to have the biggest, fattest, strongest offensive and defensive lines, and that is going to ruin the game. And that's it. Like that's where it starts and ends.
When you have a defense that's this good, and Rutgers, I know you're not necessarily convinced that this defense is that good.
It's at
the very least is... Can we say it's an average to slightly above average Big Ten defense?
I'm fine with that. That's fair.
But you don't need that much to win football games. Like you don't against teams that aren't Ohio State and Michigan. Like sometimes you're in a game because your defense only gives up 17 points and you get a defensive touchdown. Like look at what Iowa has done the last couple of years. Like everyone makes fun of Iowa, but they've been pretty good despite the fact they can't move the ball because their defense is great. Iowa's in every fucking game. It's like they always have a chance to win 12-6. Right. And why can't that be us?
Maybe I'm all for it. Prove me wrong this weekend. It'd be awesome. And you would legitimately be thinking out and being like, oh my God, College Game Day is going to be here in a month for Rutgers and Ohio State. They win this weekend. Everybody can go crazy and say that, think that, and start thinking really, really big picture. You could start thinking 8 wins if they win this weekend. You could actually think that they win this weekend. Everybody has all the right in the world to be like, not only are they going to have 8 wins, they might stun one of the two big teams left on the schedule. Maybe. I could make that argument.
Oh, now we're stunning Penn State or Ohio State.
Yeah, why
that?
Not? Okay. If you're winning this weekend and you're getting to 5-1, absolutely.
How about we just get to like 5-1 and be happy, or like No,
because that's not the point. That's not fun being a fan. If I'm getting to 5-1 at this point, we haven't done that in forever.
So you're at seven,
let's go all the way.
You're at 7-1. You've got game day coming for Ohio State, and then you've got them beating Ohio, or at least possibly beating Ohio State.
No, you have all the right to think after this weekend. If they beat Wisconsin this weekend, you have all the right to just start going wild in your dreams and be like, right? Every once in a while, we're like, you got to have just find a magical year. Maybe this is it for some reason. I don't think it is right now, but we'll see. We'll see. Dave White will be so angry. So angry. Oh, Dave's going to be so angry. He's going to be trying to talk about Rutgers beating Rick Pitino and them boys in that exhibition soon. And we're going to be like, shut up. It's football is back and driving the bus. I don't even want to hear a damn thing about how fast Rutgers basketball is. Best recruit. No, Greg's back. Blocking sleds are going to be back.
I saw this video of Rutgers basketball practice yesterday where Derek Simpson shot it was a floater.
Wasn't Jermichael Davis the one who did the floater?
No, Jermichael Davis is playing defense.
Oh, okay.
Derek Simpson missed a floater by about 45 feet.
But it was behind the hoop. He tried
behind
the
hoop. Yeah, it didn't come particularly close. Play slower, please. Please play slower.
I think that was more notes. We talked about Ipswich, the cock. Best Rutgers wins under Schiano. We kind of hit that.
But wait, no, it's funny. I want to go back to that for a second.
Okay.
Because I like talking about where this Wisconsin win would stack up in Schiano's. That's kind of what the start of this conversation was. And you just can't find him. Like the games that you're the number one is Louisville in 06. And then it's like after that, what are you like at Pitt in 06 was a big win at Pitt in 08 when they won 54-34.
What are you defining it as? What are you defining it as?
It's vacuous.
In your word, I'm not saying I have to follow it. I'm just when you say those games, what is it? How are you defining it?
I think you take in the context of the season, maybe what it meant, what record they got to, or did they, you know, did they win on the road? Did they beat a team that they weren't favored against?
All right, so we're calling it like biggest wins. Is that how you like?
Yeah,
category?
Just kind of wins that you're like afterwards. You were like, "Fuck yes!" Like we won
okay.
that game.
Well, I gave. I don't know if you saw in the Discord, but I did give my list last night. I jumped in very, very late on the conversation as I usually do, just because
I've got it here.
Busy
somewhere.
And whatnot.
Okay, 06 Louisville, 04 Michigan State, 05 Cincy Navy. Those were the bowl eligible rush
Correct.
The field with 46 people games. The Texas Bowl, that was Cole, and 06 07 USF.
No,
okay.
I mean 06 on
oh,
the
wait,
road.
No, okay. That's right.
The 2-point conversion, 22-20, where we get the Rutschy and the ranked name
the
next, and the ranking next to that.
It was 20, little 23.
Yeah,
next
we've talked
to, yeah.
to that, but that to me, again, I set it up as like big meaning you're kind of taking next steps in the program building, and like it's just important in terms of where you want to go. To me, obviously Louisville is number one for a whole variety of reasons. I know what happened after Michigan State in 2004, but national TV, like a game against a Big Ten team who wasn't great at the time, but it was still a Big Ten team. So it's still Rutgers against a Big Ten team at home. Crowd gets to rush the field after the game. Like it just was a stepping stone in the program that I think was really important. Then I think 05, just getting to bowl eligibility, like taking care of business. They beat up Cincy and Navy then Cincy to finish up the season. And I thought that was just, again, taking the next step. And then I thought like, it was pretty freaking important to win that 2006 bowl game. Like I know people just kind of like throw it to the side. They dominated Kansas State and like put the exclamation point, like this was a really, really good team. I thought that was important. And then I thought that you could either put the UNC game or the USF game in that category at number five, where it's like a win on the road that shows like this is just something's different about where the program. I just think USF in 2007, it's cool to beat the number two team, national TV, field storm, all that stuff. I think that Rutgers was at a level already at that point because of 2006 where like it didn't do much. Like following that, the next thing for Rutgers after 2006 was very simple. Make a BCS game. They never did it. Like that was the next level and they didn't get there. So like, I don't think you can, like that USF game doesn't mean much to me.
Yeah. And they were a 2.5-point underdog.
Jim Leavitt and them boys.
Matt Grothy. Matt Grothy could play. But As far as the Wisconsin game, I'd have it at 2, right? If they are able to go in and beat Wisconsin, I'm putting it right behind Louisville.
Yeah,
going on the road and beating, you're beating big, bad Wisconsin. Like, talking about the Arkansas win at Arkansas. That team was bad. That was not a good Arkansas team, but you still went in and you beat Arkansas. Like, that's something that you have, that Rutgers football at any point in its history was able to go down and, you know, Jerry Jones and them boys down in Arkansas and take down Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm fine. If they win this weekend, I'm fine putting that number 2. I think it's in the same category as Michigan State 2004, where it's like, it's just a big step that doesn't seem big nationally at the time, but it is a very important part of where they want to go.
Oh, Rutgers, if they win this weekend, Rutgers football is going to be not going to be a national, but people will be like, whoa.
It will be a big Big Ten story, I think, if they win this weekend. And then you start, because then you're going to be like, okay, they've beaten everybody that they're supposed to, and they beat somebody that they're not supposed to. So now let's keep assuming that they're beating the teams that they're supposed to. And two of those teams show up the 2 weeks after. Like, you're like, well, they're going to be 6-1 going into Ohio State. Like, that is what the talk is going to be if they win this weekend.
That's all we asked for. We asked for a fraudulent 7-1 start sometimes. Are they a 7-1 team? No. But, you know, actually, if they win out, okay. If they win out, they need Michigan to lose one game, I guess. Maybe 2. That's going to be hard to make the playoff from here. Like, because, right, like, if they went out and they're 11-1 and they missed the Big Ten title game, will they still, they'll probably still make the playoff, right?
How big is Greg's raise going to be after this season? If they get to, what will it take for him to get, like, the, I don't know what the contract's at, right? He's got like another 4 years left on this thing. But like, what's going to happen after, if he gets a 7?
He's going to ask for it. I don't know how it'll go, because, I mean, you see the coaching salaries list just came out for USA Today, and like, Greg Schiano is really far down now. I mean, at the time, 8 years, $32 million was not among the biggest coach contracts, but it was like kind of comparable. But now in the last 3 or 4 years, they've gone more ridiculous. I don't know. Like, he's going to ask for it. I figure he'll get it. What choice do they have? I don't know.
All right. So win this weekend and we're talking Dave White in tears.
he did it to, he's done this to himself.
He's a good sport with it. What other things that I? Oh, okay. Other things that I wrote down in here. How fast is Rutgers basketball? I mean, we talked about that. Slow down.
Please slow down.
The next one. Cliff taking a dig at Paul? Question mark.
I'm not gonna say anything. So yesterday, media day. What do you say? I'm not gonna say anything bad about Paul Mulcahy, but we're playing a lot faster now. Sure. I don't know. You don't see that. I mean, it's interesting to hear that, like, to hear a specific. I mean, he says, you know, whenever you say I'm not going to, like, you could have just said we're playing faster without invoking.
Yeah, it was like, the sly way of taking a jab at Paul for whatever reasons. And I've said this, I think, you know, I've said it privately within our group, and I think I've hinted at it before. Once a year, it's very nice. I get the really, really nice seats behind the Rutgers bench. Once a basketball season. And my brother and I sit back there, and last year's game, it was just, I could sense that team and Paul butted heads, that there was something there that like didn't jive. And doesn't mean that you can't then say Paul's not an important member of the team. As you've said to us, he's been on the floor for every big Rutgers basketball moment the last 4 years. Like, you can't just dismiss.
And by extension, the last 35 years.
Right. So anyway, I think that clearly there was some beef, some small thing. Something didn't sit well with those guys and Paul. And it is what it is. He's gone. It's fine. And I think they will miss him. I think they'll miss his minutes. And I know Steve Beichel thinks he has the deepest team he's ever had now. And we'll see. We'll see.
The linearity of time, man, is such a
we'll
friend
see.
To
you're
coaches.
Gonna be
it's
you're gonna be
friend.
You're going to be in Queens. You're going to that exhibition.
I will be there for Pitino versus Pikul. I will absolutely be there. I'm excited.
So is Richard Ken going to be there?
I assume so. He might be on the sidelines. He might be like a guest coach.
I know.
You don't want to meet your heroes.
I know. However, he has offered to come on, and we don't need to have him on this way. But can you do a little halftime thing with him?
Oh God, you're really putting me on the spot here.
If you feel like it, if you feel up to it.
Socializing is very difficult.
But don't introduce yourself. Just take your phone out and start having a conversation.
And he'll just be happy that someone's talking, like wants to hear what he has to say.
Obviously, let him know that you're recording. I think that legally you probably have to do that. But just start talking at that point.
I do not want to be on the wrong end of a legal dispute with Richard.
Right,
Kent.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah.
So
Connecticut's top divorce lawyer, like 25 years running.
What else do I have? Oh, I wrote a Midnight Madness with Gio.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then I wrote down should we go to the live taping of the Rutgers rant?
That's today, right? Is it Wednesday?
I think it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Where is it? Thursday. Somewhere in New Brunswick, right?
Somewhere in New Brunswick.
What time?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you really want to go and go there and then see them steal our stuff again?
Is somebody going to show up and heckle them? Like one person, because like
that'd be us.
There's a lot of anti NJM.
I feel like they wouldn't. No, I don't know. Maybe.
How dare you talk bad about Rutgers sports? How dare you report things? We haven't talked about the music situation at Rutgers Stadium. We haven't talked about that.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
It sucks. It's terrible. And I don't want to sound like the old
Let's take a step back. This is the this is what we're complaining about because they're 4-1. Take a step back and appreciate it.
I'd be complaining about this if they were bad too.
Right. But it's at the top of our grievances, you know, right now.
So
not Rutgers offense, not anything else. It's and stadium entertainment.
First of all, I didn't even know this for sure because I'm in the booth. I have the headset on. I didn't know they weren't doing this. They're not playing the first down touchdown go RU song after first downs anymore.
So also I need to caveat it with I've only been in the stadium for one full game.
Okay.
I was in for Temple and who they play first to start the
Northwestern.
Northwestern for a grand total of 45 minutes combined with my first suspension, who just, you know, wanted to see the cannon, the fireworks, the horse. And then it was, all right, it's time to go. I was suspensionless for Virginia Tech. So I got to experience the game. I mean, I don't know where the hell it went. That was like the one thing that came from like Shiano 1.0 where you're like, this is cool.
Hey, first down, touchdown, go RU.
Now, I also think it's probably I think what has happened, and somebody can correct me, and there's ways to do this, is that over time, college football has gotten a lot faster. I think a lot of times it's because of the speed of the game and they're not huddling. I think that is the reason why that is gone now.
But they're still blasting. But they're still blasting music in that time.
I get that. Yeah, no, 1,000%. They need to figure out something. I think that's why that is gone, because it's drawn out. It's a little long. They need to figure out and abbreviate it. They just need to fix it so they can go back to that.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, I know. And the thing also that started in Seattle 1.0 that's egregious that they got to get back to, like, you got to bring the third down thing back.
Oh, but it's
like
there.
Fully.
Oh, the third down thing is there. No, this is the thing that bothers me the most, right? We have this cool thing, right, where the bells play. Duh, and then Joe Nolan comes in. It is third down and six. Da-na-na, and then the music comes on, right? But now we've got the Arby's, we have the meats thing playing, right? And then mixed into that is the crazy train where it's like, what is it? Hop on. What is it? Get on. What does it say at the beginning of crazy
all
train?
All aboard. It's all the Ozzy Osbourne, right? Like all aboard.
And then it starts playing the song. And then at that point, there's like 8 seconds on the play clock. And I think they have to stop the music at 5 or they normally do. And then that's it. And then the cool, like, third down for whom the bell tolls thing just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Bad.
And it's like,
bad.
I feel like this in-game music is the idea of someone who has not gone to many football games in their life. That it's like Oh, this is my conspiracy theory, that it's a directive from Pat Hobbs to make football games more young and hip and cool.
You know what it is? I think here's my theory. The problem is they're one of those companies right now that is putting out surveys after a game, and they're actually listening to people. Like, they're taking everybody and be like, okay, well, we have to do this next weekend because this person said this. And then we also have to they want the third down thing, and they want some other crazy song. This person wants 60 seconds of Cotton Eye Joe. And like, we're all going to put it in together. And we're going to do everything on the survey.
Your theory is that they're just getting a bunch of stuff and then just throwing
it at
listening.
The wall. They're, no, somebody's like, we actually have to do this. We have to listen to our people. Instead of being like, hire a good one, good professional who knows what the hell they're doing and how to like create a good environment and just run with that.
Play a full minute of Cotton Eye Joe.
That's right. I'm saying they're listening.
About how short it was. I can't say that was for sure my doing, but I can't say for sure that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, Cotton Eye Joe still gets the kids moving, man.
You like it. I don't, but I'm fine. You like it and you got something out of it. I'm happy then. I'm happy. But yeah, the train horn, I mean, it's so loud. It's so unnecessarily loud.
They played less of them before the last game. They absolutely
100%. Well, and also do less in game too. Because it is, like, on third down, they'll blast it like three times, or on fourth down, they're like, it's nonstop, you know? And then afterwards, you actually can't hear. Like, your hearing is actually damaged. Like, it doesn't sound loud with the crowd after it.
And there's like, between plays, they're playing like 6 second clips of music. And it's like, there's no chance for the crowd to get into the game. Like, I've been to that place when it's loud and when it's great. And they're just, the music is not allowing people to get into the game. And this is like I don't know if it's like an athletic department wide thing. I was at a volleyball match, and between volleyball points, which there's not that much time between volleyball points, they're blasting 5 seconds of music at the barn. And I'm just like, sometimes people just have bad ideas.
Yep.
And this is a bad idea.
Too much at once. Too much stimuli. Take it down a notch.
It's not it is criticizing, but it's not like, it's just that sometimes ideas are bad, and sometimes
I do want to give them credit on one thing, because we're destroying them on the in-game stuff. Oh, the outside stuff, like, now that I have suspension and suspensions coming, the outside, like, fanfare is fantastic.
Yeah,
the Rutgers football games, like, the boardwalk is awesome. Like, they really have done an excellent job making it family friendly, fan friendly, just in general. It's a great. I know our buddy Aaron Patel was quoted in Politi's piece the other day with a quote about how Rutgers has one of the best tailgating setups in 100%. The country, and like, it's 1,000% true. It's 1,000% true. It's awesome. The lots are spread out great. The way they're built is great. I think what Rutgers has done right outside is fantastic. It's awesome. It really is great. It's crazy what it's so good job for the athletic department for doing that. Now fix the inside stuff and we'll be good. And we'll be good to go. And don't get mad that we let some people like to say F Penn State. It's fine. Nobody cares. Grow up. Nobody cares. People will hear the F word eventually as they get older. It's fine. And also F Penn State.
But if you say that, you're not being, what is it? You're not welcoming guests. You're not welcoming.
You're not living by the creed
as guests in our university home.
What if instead of in between plays with Music Max, it was somebody read certain parts of the creed between every down? You'd be cool with that?
I'm always fine with the creed. The creed is actually posted in the stadium somewhere. Someone sent a photo where it's actually posted somewhere in the stadium. Let's see what lines could we say from the creed. Here we go. We are Scarlet Knights, the most passionate fans in college athletics. Like, it just starts with a lie.
I don't know. You could say that we are. There's not a lot of us.
Right.
But for what we've been through around, and are still there, and we might be.
We cheer our teams win or lose. Not true either. We stand when our teams enter and exit the field of play.
Like, in between downs. Like, that would just be funny. But like with put the all aboard right before all aboard and then read that line.
Which one?
Other questions that came in the Discord from this morning, 9 years ago today. What do you think of the field rush at that time? Oh, Michigan. This was 9 years ago from Michigan. That field rush was lame. Didn't need it. Bad Big Ten team in Michigan. I get it was big in terms of first Big Ten win. Just didn't feel very natural. Felt forced.
But is that the last time we rushed the field?
That is the last time.
That's kind of sad. I feel like we don't even have that many opportunities to rush the field.
Well, that's the thing in football. It's fair. I mean, it is kind of like this year, Ohio State is what's left.
Right. You're not going to rush the field for Maryland, though, based on.
Well, nobody's going to be there. That's on Thanksgiving weekend. Wait, like, nobody's there ever for that game. I don't. They could have 9 wins. There still won't be a lot of people there for that Thanksgiving game.
If Rutgers has 9 wins going, into
okay, maybe
the Maryland
I was exaggerating. Game. But my point being is that it's always just like it's always that I'm over Thanksgiving weekend football home games. Got to be on the road. Just find a way to be on the road. Don't like the. It's just too much. Too much. Too much. Give everybody a bye that weekend.
Anything else? Trying to think. We talked a little bit of Rutgers basketball. I'm excited for this season. I think the whole playing faster thing, while I don't necessarily think it's a good idea, I think that based on like, I like the idea of looking at the roster and saying, all right, we're kind of undersized. We don't have our defensive identity guys anymore. Let's play differently because maybe our talent level isn't where it was. Let's increase variance. This is our roster. Let's change things up. I don't necessarily think it's going to go that well. Cause like, I mean, the example I brought up is that if Fran McCaffrey, Steve Peichel's like exact opposite, all of a sudden said, you know what we're going to do this year? We're going to pound nails and grind it out defensively. Like you'd laugh at him. You'd be like, what are you talking about? Like you're Fran McCaffrey. You know, you do what you do and now you're going to completely change it up. But if your roster is such that you don't have the players that you need to have to play the way that you normally play, I do like the idea of having a coaching staff that's willing to say, okay, we're going to do this differently. Like I said, I'm not that optimistic about how it's going to look, but I do like the idea of changing things up when your roster says that you should. I think that's cool.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. But again, no reason to turn the page right now because football's still driving that bus.
You're right. I'm talking too much
basketball. Still driving that bus. What's that?
You're right. We're talking too much basketball.
Yeah, too much. Too much. I gave the love. Are they fast? We'll see. Don't slow down, maybe. Midnight Madness. Cliff doesn't like Paul. I would kind of hit the big things.
That's not
Dave,
fair.
And
that's
Dave White's mad. Cliff. Dave White's mad that Rutgers football is mediocre again.
I think he's mad that Greg Schiano.
He is. But whatever. Mediocre. I could change it into.
Celebrate too hard after Wagner, guys. Don't celebrate.
Don't dance. Don't turn that music on in that locker room after.
Some footloose out here.
Yeah. All right. That's really all I got right now. I guess this was a nice way to start the day and get me ready for a work day. I like this.
Well yeah, because like. The last time we did one of these was late at night and you were just like done. Like had nothing. And it wasn't
suspensions are tough. They just kill you. They're great, but they can ruin your day.
It wasn't like when you'll remember this December 2019, you had just gotten your dog and we did this episode where you like hadn't slept the night before. It was in your basement. Oh, yeah. It was magical. Yeah. Like that was like you were like delirious. It was great. Yeah. The last time. And that's, I think, an in-person thing, because the last time we did one of these, you were on the Zoom call. You were asleep.
Yeah.
Like you tired. Said, all right, is that it after like 12 minutes? Yeah. Like you were just done.
That reminds me actually, by the way. I would like Mike to, I'll text him soon, and I would like him to be sincere. I need him to wish Howie a happy birthday. It's Howie's fourth birthday today. And I need Mike to, you know, just be a nice friend and wish my dog a happy birthday.
Is there a party?
A party? I don't know.
Is there a celebration of some kind? Is there a treat? Is there
Charlie usually, I gave him extra treats this morning. Charlie usually has time to bake a cake. Likes to bake like a dog cake for him. Cool. But with suspension number two coming, she's totally freaking over. Like it just, no, that wasn't happening.
Trying as a parent becomes a lot harder with kid number two.
Yeah. Yeah. So
your kid number two isn't there yet. I mean, obviously it's there for her.
Right. No,
it's not your problem right now.
Correct. Well, it is hers. Some of it. It becomes my problem, but either way, yeah, he's
your job
four
is
today.
Done, man.
I'll take him on another walk in a little bit, go for an extra one. That's his treat. And that's really it. I don't know. They're dogs. I just think it'd be nice if my friend said happy birthday to my dog. That's all.
I think you should send a gift.
I think that that'd be a nice step and an
extra
thing to do.
What kind of treats does he like?
Well, he really likes anything. He ate an entire chicken carcass a couple weeks ago. That was annoying.
An entire what?
Chicken carcass.
Oh, that's nasty.
You like, yeah, I got one of those rotisserie chickens from
the bones and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is scary because that's not good. But luckily, we had no internal damage.
Did the stuff come out?
Pretty, a lot of it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Came out. Exited, you know. So, yeah. I don't know.
Dogs probably handle that stuff more than you think because, like, biologically, like, sometimes they're out on the street and you eat like a chicken carcass.
Yeah.
Right?
What
like,
do they
if
do for all
if
those
they
years.
Were like that? Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I don't know. He's cool. He's hanging out. Dogs are great. That's really it.
How are we doing? A baby countdown, or sorry, suspension countdown.
Suspension countdown, yeah. End of the month, which means anytime, because suspension number one came almost 7 weeks early and wound up
right.
being five.
And at least you got out of work in October, right? You don't have to. Or not out of
yeah,
work.
Yeah, I'm not traveling
right?
for the postseason. No, I know. But I like that. It is the one thing that's really there's nothing like a good clubhouse celebration. I will say true. That part never gets old. Never gets old. So that's
how many
cool
times have you been like doused in champagne?
I started covering my first postseason was in 2015, I believe was my first. It was the Mets Mets playoff run. My first ever series. Mike was writing was one of the Mets beat writers at the time, so we were both out. They were playing the Dodgers in the NLDS. Long story short, like my first ever true experience at a clubhouse celebration was that they just beat the Dodgers, and I had gotten into the clubhouse first. I was in the middle and was the only media member at the time. Interviewed Matt Harvey as he was just getting like pummeled with champagne, and nobody had warned me about like, you should probably, it's lame, but maybe as a media member, it's fine if you have some type of goggle or eye protection. It burned. It was great. It was cool. So there's nothing like a good champagne dose in clubhouse celebration. I'll miss that this year, but it's okay.
You could have one when the baby's born.
Yeah.
In the hospital, in the room.
Charlie might take one at this point. She's so over it. So that might be on the horizon, but we'll see. All right. So I got to figure out this weekend because I don't have Peacock. So I've got to figure that part out for Saturday. I will. I'll probably watch a good part.
My grandma's got Comcast, so I have.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. So I'll figure that out. And then let's see.
Noon game, right? It's noon.
Noon.
Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to watch it. But
I could probably get
following it.
I could probably get the second half in. Won't be able to do the first half, but I could do the second half. So see how it goes. And all right. So if they win this weekend, let's do it again.
Yeah. Any other things? We didn't really talk much Richard Kent today.
I think his time is really... I think we need to wait for a commitment to potentially happen, and then we could go Richard
Kent. He's had a lot of predictions, and I'm keeping track of them to see.
Yeah.
I want to know how accurate, how reliable is this source? We'll see.
38% maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You think 38%? I think he's going to do higher than 38%. Oh,
maybe.
He's fighting with Rucker for college
Trilly.
Basketball for Trilly reporter, Donovan. Twitter guy, Trilly Donovan, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is.
Challenging him to like a duel or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. And there are some people who are like, who aren't of Twitter, who are like, who the fuck is Trilly Donovan?
But they're not like, who the fuck is Richard Kent?
They know. Everybody knows who Richard Kent is.
Everybody knows who he is.
Everybody knows who
Richard Kent is. Everybody knows who Richard Kent is.
I'm so nervous to be in the same place. I don't know. I don't know how to. I'm not going to know.
Do you bring a gift?
I don't. That's what I was saying. What should I wear? Like, I don't know. Should I try to.
You should wear your John Rothstein shirt.
Oh, wear the shirt.
Wear the shirt.
He probably doesn't like it.
If we gifted him a theoretical RU Screw Pod t-shirt, I think he would like that.
He doesn't wear t-shirts. Cause he dresses up during the day and then he's got like his nightcap and
RU Screw Pod polo.
We need to get
RU Screw Pod quarter zip.
RU Screw Pod branded pajama, full length pajamas.
Yeah. Somebody mock that up. Who's listening? Jack, I think that's your job. But all right. I guess I got to go to work now. So you can hit stop and send this out whenever.
Pay the players.
If it hadn't been for God and I, Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for God and I, Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? We'll be right back.
did you come from Cotton Eye Joe?